Hello and welcome. I'm Frank Lavallo, and this is Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. For each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. I'm sorry, are you hearing that?
That was me, sorry about
that. No, there's the water running or something. Hold on a sec. Maybe someone was in the restroom. Has been battling evil magicians like Merlin, battling cold stone witches like Morgan Le Fay.
The phrase is stone cold. Cold stone is an ice cream shop.
Yes.
Or Steve Austin, the wrestler.
Yeah, all right. She's a witch that creates ice cream. She's a cold stone witch.
There you go.
And the main character whose conception, birth, christening, someone give me the word in my mind.
Christening.
My
head.
Christening, thank you.
Coming from the Jew.
Touching him in ways that he hopes they'll touch him again.
What?
No way, no, what?
Is that?
Yeah, I'll take that out.
No, that's not, yes, that'll go into the blooper
reel. Thank you, yes.
Properly known as H.G. Wells and considered one of the fathers of the popularly.
You could say well known.
Better
clear.
How about
nuclear?
Better known as. But Elizabeth.
Wait, what are you trying to ask?
What happens next?
He survives. Yeah, what happens next? Of the first person and more of that.
Yeah, I see where you're going. He has less of a person.
He is less of a first person and more of a third person.
He is less of a.
Maybe, and he's a third. And as the third person?
Yeah. His voice of a third person gives you.
His voice is less that of the first person and more of the third, or?
As a third person voice, he gives you. He can give you objective as well as subjective.
The voice of the character changes from first person to third person. I don't know.
Now that we've completely screwed up here.
We're both
going to be quiet and see what you say. She's writing, Frank.
One from column A and one from column B. And
Julie, quick, tell the boys to be quiet.
Take it away, Katie.
He becomes less of a first person and more of a third person. He gives you objective information as well as subjective information.
Nailed it!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
Thank you, Michael Scott.
Yep, exactly.
Novel Conversations is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. For more information about upcoming Novel Conversations, you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Or go to our website at evergreenpodcast.com. And I'm your host, Frank Lavallo. Until next time, I hope you find yourself in a novel conversation.
Hey nerds, I'm Sarah, the paper nerd, and if you've ever wondered what goes into that greeting card you just sent or received, well, quite a lot. Get your paper fix on The Paper Fold, where I host an enchanting mix of personalities and players all nerding out on my favorite topic, stationery. From the designs of Arsenio Mail Communications to the precious space created when two people correspond, there's a lot to cover. So come grab a seat in the stationery community's only 5-star paper salon, The Paper Fold, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
This podcast was produced with the support of the Ohio Motion Picture Tax Credit and in partnership with the Ohio Development Services Agency.